Transmission.
Well, grab your socks and check your clocks, because it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yeah. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I have just sat down in my bathtub. Oh, yeah. So, what am I doing? Well, I think it's time for me to test this tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. All right. So I've got some excellent tea. Oh, I'm very happy about that. And what else am I happy about? Well, I don't know. There we go. I guess I'm happy that it snowed. It finally snowed here. It got cold. And when I say it got cold, I mean it is currently about 20 degrees Fahrenheit outside. And it snowed overnight. And I don't know how much snow we got. It looks like, oh, maybe an inch, probably less. So it's nice and cold outside, but it's not windy. So I don't know, I guess that's a good thing. Not that we're going outside or anything. But yeah, we got some snow. So I did spend some time looking out my kitchen window, looking for dude tracks in my backyard, like maybe some snoodlers or something were running around, but nope. No winter dude tracks in my yard yet, so we'll give that some more time, and maybe we'll see what happens. So hooray for snow. I guess it's officially winter. I'm just glad that the days are getting longer. That gives me a glimmer of hope. Especially today on this New Year's Eve. Yeah, so New Year's Eve. That's kind of a good thing. Only because that means I can light some fireworks tonight. So at midnight tonight, I'll probably go outside with some fireworks rockets and shoot them up into the sky to celebrate the changing of the calendar. Trying to turn the water off here with my toes. There we go. That'll work. But I've had a couple of very bizarre days. I had some relatives in town. My uncle, my cousin, and my cousin's kid, so my second cousin. And that was really fun. I got to see these people. I haven't seen my uncle in a long, long time. And I haven't seen my cousins in about, when were they here last? Seems like it was, I don't know, like 4 years ago? 5 years ago? I can't remember. So my cousin's kid has picked up the banjo. He's playing old-time banjo, and he hasn't been at it for very long, but he is pretty good, more than passable. And so there were lots of family jam sessions. Oh, for the last few days. So that's been fun. I don't normally participate in the family jams, but I do like to hang around and see what's up. And with all the family members in town, that means we got to go out to eat a few times. And yeah, we hit all the old standards, like, you know, the Greek restaurant. And that was fun and delicious. But we also got to go out to a restaurant that I haven't been to in many, many years. Farmer Brown's. Farmer Brown's is a steakhouse that's out in Waterloo, Nebraska. And Waterloo is a small town. Oh, it's not that far away. It doesn't even take 20 minutes to drive there. And when I say it's a steakhouse, I mean it's like a traditional Nebraska steakhouse. And it's pretty wacky. And it's amazingly good. It was so delicious. And just like this tea is delicious. So yummy. Oh, but yes, Farmer Brown's. It was one of those places where you order a steak or prime rib. And my second cousin, he ordered the prime rib. And it was this huge, huge slab of meat. I, of course, only ordered the lady's filet, a small 6-ounce filet. And it wasn't a filet mignon, I think it was a sirloin filet, but it doesn't matter, it was still good. But once you order your steak, you then have a choice of potatoes, and then you have a choice of salad dressing, and you have a choice of your side dish, which will be the vegetable of the day, or spaghetti, the little bowl of spaghetti. And of course, I got the baked potato, the spaghetti, and the Italian salad dressing. I don't know if they make all of their salad dressings in the restaurant, but I know they make their Italian salad dressing, and it's so delicious and yummy. I was so happy. Oh, what a yummy salad that was. Plus, there was soup and bread involved in this meal, and I can't believe I actually ate all my food. So you get this tiny little cup of soup, and the soup was vegetable beef, and it was really good. And then the salad. Oh, and that salad dressing is so yummy. Do they sell that salad dressing in stores? It seems to me like I'm thinking that I have seen it. Maybe I'll have to buy me some. Oh, so good. And I ate my salad, and I ate my steak, and my baked potato, and a couple of pieces of bread. And when we were eating, somebody wanted horseradish for their prime rib, and so the waitress brought out the horseradish. And in this place, when you ask for horseradish, you get two little bowls of horseradish. You get grated raw horseradish, which is what I like, and you get, you know, basically horseradish sauce, which I think is just, you know, a little bit of horseradish in mayonnaise. But I like raw horseradish. I like the grated, the pure stuff. Give me the good stuff. The pure uncut horseradish. And I was eating a little bit of that with my steak, and that was yummy. And boy, was I full. It was so much food. I'm still amazed that I ate it all. You know, I can make an entire meal of just that soup and salad. Oh, boy. Put a steak and a baked potato on top of that, plus my little side dish of spaghetti. And suddenly, you have a heck of a lot of food. And when did we go there? That was a couple days ago. That was, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago? I think I can still feel it. The food buzz from eating all that delicious food. And now I want to go out there again. This is a restaurant that's a little bit out of my price range, but it's still pretty reasonable, all things considered. And now I'm just trying to think of some kind of excuse to go out there again. Yeah. Having a little coughing attack. Need tea. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened to me there. But I got my tea, so I'm good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so now I'm trying to think of excuses to go back out to Farmer Brown's. Trying to think of, who do I know that's rich that needs to go out to eat? Oh. I ate so much I couldn't believe it. I ate so much that the next day I wasn't even hungry. I don't think I even ate breakfast the next day. Oh, and then I ate some lunch. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing for the last couple days. Running around and doing stuff with my family members, going out to eat in interesting places, including that Italian place out in out in Elkhorn. But anyway, oh, what a day. What an interesting New Year's Eve New Year's Eve I'm having today. Can't wait to launch some rockets, but right now I think we're going to go to break. So, Alexa, play some random music.
I'm an evil man. Don't you bother with me.
Thank you.
I'm an evil man. Don't you bother with me.
Just give us beef jerky. Lots and lots of beef jerky. Oh, yeah, I'm watching the Simpsons movie. Not really. It's on. That's a funny scene. Anyway, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still Tobe, the chairman of this committee, and I'm chairing the hell out of it. Here's my yowpy kitty right over here. Hi, Peppa. Who's a good baby? Yeah, that's a good baby. So, today's musical interlude was the song Ja-Shatan by Fundamental. And I don't know what it is, but I love that song. I'm glad the Magic Music Randomizer picked that one today, because it's so good. Speaking of so good, we better test this tea out. Oh yeah, it's a little hot. A little too hot to really guzzle down. I heated that up during the break, and so now I've got very hot tea. Oh, trying to settle in here. Okay. Oh, if I sound a little bit sluggish today, it's because I had a really strange night last night. I was up late until about 3 a.m. I had to watch Cowboy Bebop. I do love Cowboy Bebop. So I was watching Cowboy Bebop and a couple of other shows here and there. And I went to bed at about 3 a.m. and fell asleep shortly thereafter. No problems there. Until I woke up at 4:30. Less than an hour and a half later, and my ear hurt so bad that I almost wanted to cry. My ear hurt so bad that the roof of my mouth also hurt. I could feel the pain going through my head from my ear to the roof of my mouth. And the whole side of my head was just killing me. Apparently, I had rolled over and slept on my ear for a while, and that was just outrageous. And so I sat there for a while going, ow, my ear hurts, and I finally decided to get up and take some Tylenol. So I went upstairs, grabbed like 3 Tylenol, got that in my system, and I came back down here and I was watching a little bit of something, and I started feeling tired again. The pain was still kind of there. Mostly there, but it must have gone away because eventually I did fall back asleep and I woke up 4 hours later, 5 hours later, sometime later, and my ear didn't hurt anymore. And I just remember laying there thinking, oh, thank God my ear doesn't hurt anymore. It was killing me. So I rolled back over and went back to sleep some more. Because there's nothing to do today. Today, on New Year's Eve. Okay, let's test this tea out again. Still hot. Hot, hot, hot. Hot but good. Oh yeah. In another couple minutes, that's going to be right there in our perfect temperature window. Another thing, weird thing that happened to me, but it didn't actually happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine. A family friend fell and broke her leg just a couple days ago. And that's got me freaked out. I don't know why. Well, actually, I sort of do know why. The weird thing is, you know, I take this medicine and it makes me a little bit, I don't want to say dizzy, because it doesn't give me a dizzy feeling, and it's not like vertigo. it makes me just sort of lose my balance a little bit sometimes. And although it hasn't actually made me fall down, suddenly I'm like super paranoid about falling down. I keep thinking about this, like, oh my God, if I fall down and break my leg in my house, like what happened to my friend, I would be in big trouble because I don't have a cell phone that I carry with me. I only have a landline, and I only have one phone hooked up to it, and that phone is in the other room. And so if I were to fall and to break my leg, I don't think I would be able to call anybody. I would be trapped in my house, and suddenly that's got me... Does this mean I'm old? Have I realized how pathetically old I am, and I need to start worrying about falling down? Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about for the last couple days. That and my trip to Farmer Brown's. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I wonder how late the store is open. Do I want a salad? Do I want to go to the store and see if they have Farmer Brown's salad dressing? Where did I see that? I have seen that in one of my grocery stores. I just can't remember which one. Although I suspect it's the big one. Because the big store does carry lots of local brands of food and stuff. Including sauces and salad dressings from other steakhouses. That's Nebraska for you. You know, all of our good steakhouses are pretty much closed. There's still one or two. But all the traditional ones that we've had since I can remember, they're all gone, like all the Coniglia steakhouses. The Coniglia family had 3 or 4 restaurants, and they're all steakhouses, and they were great. But unfortunately, now they're all gone. They're all closed, and some of them have even been torn down. But the good news is, you can still get some of their food in the grocery store, because the Coniglia's family, they decided to bottle their spaghetti sauce and their salad dressing. And I don't know, is there any other Coniglia's products on the shelves? I'm trying to think, but yeah, every once in a while, I do get a craving for that stuff, and I can buy it in the stores. What other local... Oh yeah, one of the other Greek restaurants in town, they sell their salad dressing in the stores. The Greek Islands. That was the Greek restaurant I used to go to before we discovered Jim and Jenny's. Actually, before Jim and Jenny's opened. The first gyro I ever had was at the Greek Islands, and they've got good souvlaki too. And the only reason I don't really go there anymore is because it's kind of far away. You know, I can get to my local Greek restaurant, Jim and Jenny's, in about 3 minutes. But it takes about 20 minutes to drive down to the Greek Islands. Does that make me lazy? Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does. I'm a lazy person. Or am I cheap? Use less gas going to the local restaurant. Anyway. Yowza. I'm flexing my face muscles. Trying to see if my ear is still messed up. No. I think my ear is good. I'm happy about that. Because that was extremely painful this morning. I'm just glad that... Ow. I am not in ridiculous pain anymore. Hooray. So anywho, it's cold again, but it's sunny. Oh, let's check the Weather Channel just in case real quick here. Let's get an update on the weather. Not that we're going anywhere. Ooh, yeah, it's now 23 degrees Fahrenheit. And it says no chance of snow. Okay, that's good, I guess. Tomorrow, high of 19 degrees. The funny thing is, even though it's colder,
I think I have gotten past my cold threshold. Because even though it's cold, I don't actually feel cold right now. So that's good. I didn't feel cold this morning, and I've got no back problems to complain about. So I'm actually really happy about that. And now I can hear something weird. What's going on? Oh, it must be my cat playing with something right outside the room. I can hear something rattling around and getting knocked about. The kitty must be playing with some kind of fun kitty toy. And that's good for babies. So, New Year's Eve. What time is it locally right now? Yeah, I've got just a little bit less than 10 hours to wait before I can set off some fireworks in celebration of the new year. Maybe I should go downstairs and start getting some fireworks ready. It's a little early to be getting ready, but what do I feel like lighting tonight? I got some big rockets. I got some croisette rockets. I got a red croisette rocket or two, plus some green croisettes, plus some bee rockets. Or maybe I'll just get out a box of bees and light some green bees. Now, there's no good place to light them, though. You kind of have to light those on the ground or on something, and everything is covered with snow right now. And this snow isn't going to melt anytime soon. But I should probably say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 19:30 UTC, even on holidays such as New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So tune in tomorrow. I'll be here doing whatever, probably wishing I could light some more fireworks, but I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Together, forever. Hello, this is Lee.